Tourism is a major economic driver here in Upper Michigan. Today on Media Meet, we'll take a closer look at the efforts of three groups to tell the story of our region and to attract visitors year-round. Stay tuned. A panel discussion of Upper Michigan tourism is coming up next, right here on WNMU's Media Meet. Hello and welcome to Media Meet. I'm your host, Walt Lindela. Our guests today are Susan Essler, Executive Director of Travel Marquette, Kathy Reynolds, Executive Director of the Alger County Chamber of Commerce, Munising Downtown Development Authority, and Greater Munising Bay Partnership, and Tom Nemeshek, Executive Director of the Upper Peninsula Travel and Recreation Association. Thanks. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Well, we want to talk about tourism, but I'd like to start with each one of your respective agencies. Kathy, I mean, you've got a whole series that you're in there, but let's talk a little bit about what you guys do and what you work on.
Okay, so our office is a combined office. It's got the Chamber of Commerce, it's got the Downtown Development Authority, and also the Economic Development Office for the county, which is a Greater Munising Bay Partnership. Works out very well together. We're a small community, and really it's the same goal in the long run. You know, you're trying to bring in economic development. Tourism is huge in Munising for us in Alger County, so it works out very well.
And with that, is it easier sometimes to perhaps do certain initiatives because you can cover several agencies and interests at once?
Oh, exactly. So whether it's infrastructure things, projects downtown that I want to do that might help tourism, or festivals that we're working on, economic development partnerships that we have, and different collaborative efforts and committees that I serve on help all of those things all really at the same time.
Now, for you, Tom, with the Upper Peninsula Travel and Recreation Association, that's a lot, a wide range. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Pretty narrow in focus, though.
Okay.
It's a wide range. The organization was founded in 1911.
Okay.
And on contrary to popular belief, I was not the director at that time. So it was founded in 1911 as the Upper Peninsula Development Bureau, and then eventually morphed very quickly into just being a tourism association. So very narrowly focused, the traditional term heads in beds, as they like to use. That's really what we do. We promote the UP in a pure marketing fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's UP-wide, of course, we promote the peninsula as an entity. And a lot of people, especially around the country, do see the UP as this unusual name, location, design, separate peninsula from the lower peninsula, all those things. So
mm-hmm.
it's strictly a heads and beds marketing organization. 90% of the dollars are just in marketing.
I guess for me, I meant more along the lines of, yes, it's a larger regional area in particular, and there can be several differences in that. So how do you do it?
Well, the peninsula does have an entity. It does have a name in people's minds.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it is today moving along the lines. We do traditional advertising. We do billboards and some newspaper. Very little, last year, no newspaper, I should say. A little magazine, tremendous amount of online. Everything today is moving in that direction. If somebody said to me, you can only do one thing, that's what we would do.
Mm-hmm.
But we tie up a great deal of dollars in online marketing because of being able to target. We still produce a 100-page Upper Peninsula Travel Planner,
mm-hmm.
a booklet, the traditional thing that people like. But the differences there are it's only 100 pages.
Mm-hmm.
The online version can be a gazillion pages.
Sure.
So, and of course, you can't target with the publication like you can with everything else. So we still do about 150,000 of those.
Susan, in terms of Travel Marquette, tell us a little bit about it, its size, what you represent, what you do.
Well, Travel Marquette covers the entire county of Marquette County. And so we are responsible not only for the city of Marquette, but also Ishpeming, Nagani, Big Bay, and Mishigami
mm-hmm.
as well in the greater area.
What are some of the key things that you do?
Well, I have a tourism background. I've only been in the UP for a little over a year now in this position as Executive Director for Travel Marquette. But I have been in Scranton, Pennsylvania, in Florida in two different locations, in Panama City Beach, and also Bradenton, Florida doing marketing. During my tenure with Panama City Beach, there was a BP oil spill, so dealing with crisis management, hurricanes, that type of thing. So coming to Marquette County, and I actually interviewed at the end of January, and I'm really glad that the board members did that, because anyone who would be afraid to be here during the winter shouldn't be here and, and promoting the area. Yeah. I found it absolutely breathtaking, and just seeing the lake and the relationship that the lake has with especially Marquette, the city of Marquette, it's something very special. Mm-hmm. So
I want to ask you this. What, we'll just kind of roundtable this, start with you, Kathy. What's hot? What are you hearing about that people are coming to see and to do?
Well, people want an experience. I think, you know, the people that come, for example, to Munising, they want the outdoor experience, they want the small town experience, they want the feel-good experience, they want to see sites that they have seen that they can't even believe they're in the state of Michigan.
Right.
You know, so they want, you know, they want an experience, they want something maybe clicked off their bucket list, mm-hmm. for example. That's what we seem to find a lot. And, you know, another thing we find a lot too is we tend to be a place where we have very good retention, meaning that I think part of our growth is not only because we have new visitors, but we continue to bring back, and that snowball brings back people year after year, or every few years, and new visitors. So that all together is what I think is making those bigger numbers that we happen to get.
Susan, what are you seeing that's hot when you're putting out the marketing for Travel Marquette?
Well, one of the things when we were reviewing the strategic plan and finishing that up when I first got here, was taking a look at the assets that we have for the entire county, not just focusing on one aspect or one age group, but looking at the array of people who are coming here, deciding how to speak with them, what's the best way to communicate to them, and just taking a look at all the different things that we have, including arts and culture, the very strong events that we have, the outdoor events that we have, some of the most challenging in the country, are here in Marquette County, so taking that into consideration, but also looking at some of the newer events like the Blues Fest and the Fresh Coast Film Festival. Mm-hmm. So taking a look at those items that people might not necessarily think of Marquette County for, but something that we could promote.
And what do you do, Tom, with in terms of what's hot with here in the UP?
What's hot as far as trying to reach people is convincing the public they want the whole package, as Kathy's talking about too, so Susan, but including the dining scene, including the fact that at the end of the day, yeah, we have a lot of neat places to go eat. You know, we all talk about the millennials, and of course that's the up and coming group. The baby boomers are still there, but you know, they really do want to know that there's more to do than, and we certainly are a great outdoor product, but we have to be able to show at the end of the day that there's other things to do as well. You have to have a good meal. You have to have, if you want to have a bottle of wine, you want to go to a brew pub, you want to, so they want socialization.
Sure.
And we have to show that we're tied in that way. So a lot of the marketing message that we're tweaking all the time, in fact, the campaign this year that we'll be doing shows a lot of what that is all about. Who would ever thought we would have promoted the UP by showing a couple at a table having dinner? That would have been 20 years ago. I would have said, no.
Right.
You know, today, no. We have to show that we have a nice table with a bottle of wine and two glasses at the end of the day.
Well, there has been a shift on the state level marketing here, Michigan, and all those efforts that they've been doing. That they have actively shifted away from doing the outdoor experience, which is still a part of it all, but they talk about the experiences of dining and getting out and that sort of thing. So are they following trends that you guys were already doing, or is this just sort of happening?
It's the industry.
Yeah.
It's the industry. I mean, we have a certain product. We still are an outdoor product. Mm-hmm. That's not going to change in our lifetime. Mm-hmm. But we recognize that the consumer wants that. Pure Michigan recognizes that as well. Whether we started earlier than them or after, It's moot. But in reality, we're all recognizing the fact that we have to give the message to the consumer that they want to hear. Mm-hmm. If we're giving them a message they don't want to hear, but yeah, you've got great kayaking, but I don't have any place to go eat that I'm going to enjoy, you got to show them both.
And in Alger County, there's mm-hmm. been a combination, as you're saying, working with these, as you're leading these agencies, mm-hmm. That you're working on. The experience has really, in my opinion, in Alger County, grown recently by leaps and bounds of that experience to do once you're off the trails or off the water.
Yeah, because you might want to be out on the trail during the day and you want to spend some time walking around maybe at night. So one of the nice things about the office is I get the opportunity we do to work on infrastructure projects downtown, for example, aesthetic projects and
sure.
a lot of art projects. We did Art in the Alley this last year, which includes 75 works of art and green space, and I'd say we at least get 1,000 people through that alley in a week. We're doing another alley again this year because people want that art and that cultural experience too. Not only do they want to go hike, not only do they want to do a boat ride. So we're adding murals, quite a few, you know, probably about up to 5 murals this summer. Historic walk. People like to do those type of things. So the more you can give people to do, not just like we were saying, the outdoor experience, whether it's dining or, you know, those unique experiences, the better off. You are.
And Susan, that's been a part of the Travel Marquette market push for a while now, has been to embrace more than just being outdoors. How is that working for you?
Well, it's definitely expanding our audience of people who would be interested in coming here. Mm-hmm. I attended a couple events with Fresh Coast Film Festival, and there were people from downstate who very much enjoyed doing a hike that was in conjunction with the Fresh Coast Film Festival. Mm-hmm. That they very much appreciated the films that were here. Going to the farmers market, that was definitely something very big. And just having those opportunities to dine out in some fine dining and the farm to table along with the brew pubs too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been interesting to see how that has evolved because, Tom, as you said, you know, who would have thought at one point you'd be talking about the food experience and all of that, but that is part of it, and I'm sure that ties into what your next level of marketing would be then for the entire UP, correct?
It does, but, you know, these things like arts and culture, which were always, unfortunately, seen as an add-on for years, you know, it was something that was here, not necessarily well promoted or even mm-hmm. developed well. The part we see, of course, now is that people do travel for those things. We saw that before, I mean, honestly, some years ago, not 1911, but some years ago, we honestly did see those things as something that they could do while they're here. Mm-hmm. We now know that people in Grand Rapids, Detroit, Milwaukee, Minneapolis and such, Chicago, will drive and come up here for the arts and culture. Mm-hmm. So you have to reach them with the fact that you've got a product that they're willing to come see based on that. And they might see the outdoors as secondary. Mm-hmm. We have to recognize how to reach those people.
I want to remind our viewers and especially our radio listeners that we are discussing Upper Michigan tourism today on the program. And our guests are Susan Essler, Executive Director of Travel Marquette, Kathy Reynolds, Executive Director of the Alger County Chamber of Commerce, and Tom Nemechek, who is Executive Director of the Upper Peninsula Travel and Recreation Association. We talk about partnerships. Kathy, you have multiple agencies through what you do. Are there key partners that you do work with outside of that to get some of these initiatives through?
Well, I think the one thing we're very, very strong at in Munising is we're very collaborative. So I would say, you know, we have a strong relationship, our office, and I look at our mm-hmm. office as being key in helping build these relationships. You know, the Visitors Bureau in town, private businesses, the attraction businesses like Pitcher Rock Cruises or some, you know, the kayaking businesses, the city of Munising, the county. We have very close collaborative efforts across the eastern UP. Because mm-hmm. I always look at it like you want to have multiple reasons, and Tom knows this better probably than anybody, multiple reasons to cross over that bridge. Mm-hmm. And so from the eastern UP's perspective, you can do things like maybe you're going to go over to Tequamanon Falls, you're going to go to Pitchard Rocks, you're going to go to Sioux Locks, you're going to go to Mackinac Island. The more reasons you've got to cross over that bridge, the more likely that you're going to come. And how can we all work together, you know, and build on that and send people to these different places? Because if one succeeds, then we all hopefully do better.
Okay, that's a kind of a follow-up question, and I'll ask this to all of you. Are you seeing residual effects from some of the wider, larger scale promotion efforts. Tom, have you seen that within the Upper Peninsula?
Sure.
Tell me about it a little bit.
Well, naturally, the National Campaign for Pure Michigan, which is in its, you know, maybe 20-some year now, has done a great deal to spread the message of the state of Michigan, as well as, you know, the UP, of course. We do see it. It's fun to talk about the anecdotal visits, not that there's nothing, and it does push the message out farther. We're a drive-in destination. Mm-hmm. So in some cases, as much as, and we're grateful to have a national campaign, it's really helping. And of course, it helps in our primary markets as well. Mm-hmm. But we're still very much a drive-in destination. 98% of our business comes from people that drive in cars.
Right.
So time and distance will always play a role. Mm-hmm. So you get 7 or 8 or 9 or 12 hours out, the numbers get much smaller just based on that. But we do see the impact.
And with Travel Marquette, I know it's been a leader on this, on some national and international marketing, but there's the state level marketing and of course all of the word of mouth that happens. Are you seeing results from that?
Well, definitely. And we're looking at Google Analytics for the website and doing some other, and with the research that we've just recently engaged in. Seeing that people are coming from different pockets. Also, if you think of where Michiganders have relocated to over time, something like we're seeing a little bit from Nashville, a little bit from North Carolina, where people have moved, they may be coming back and visiting friends and family or meeting up with their friends and family here in the UP.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is a question I have for you, Kathy, is that with Munising, as we talk about crossing that bridge, and you're heading to Marquette, let's say, because you heard something about Marquette, you're passing through Munising. You're on a major thoroughfare. What advantage or what spike has that given you with the success with tourism for Alger County and for Munising?
As far as them going over to Marquette?
Yeah, well, them passing through, and
passing
they come and they see, and they see Munising, and they say, hey, let's stop here and spend a night or two, and suddenly...
Yeah.
They become big fans of it as well.
Yeah, I had a conversation with somebody recently, and they said, well, when people are coming to Munising, they mean to come to they mean to come here. And I said, no. I said, we have a lot of people that are just coming through town. All of a sudden, they see the lake, they see a billboard, they see signage, they happen to stop and talk to somebody, and they come in and they say, oh my goodness, I didn't realize you had all these things here. And sometimes they not only end up spending the afternoon, they sometimes spend a couple days, or they say, I am coming back again, and I'm going to spend a few days here. But a lot of times, whether they're on their way to Marquette, sometimes they're on the way to the Keweenaw, over to the West End, the Porkies, or something like that, or just out visiting family.
It's great that Pictured Rocks is now the number one attraction in the UP. It's the most visited attraction. Years ago, of course, it was Mackinac Island, and not picking on Mackinac Island. There's something to be said about having the number one attraction in the middle of the UP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because let's remember that people that go east and west, they also go west to east.
Mm-hmm.
We filled gaps years ago when Lower Michigan was suffering with attraction status, as well as numbers slipping, because our west to east traffic continued to improve. When the economy was hurting us from the south, coming through Lower Michigan, back in the turn of the 2000s and such like that, the downturn, the west to east traffic made up the difference. So that traffic has offset, even when we've had downturns coming across the bridge. The bridge works both ways.
Yeah.
You know, so there's quite a bit of traffic in both directions, but it's great to have the number one attraction in the middle of the UP.
Yeah, it's an interesting way of looking at it.
Yeah.
Case, I know we're talking a lot on a state level and Michigan-wide marketing, but obviously there's good population bases in Wisconsin and Chicago. Are there are those areas targeted, like with Travel Marquette? Do you target parts of southeast Wisconsin, let's say, and Chicago area? What do you do?
Definitely. If we look at our Google Analytics again, we are getting quite a few visitors from Chicago. Our preliminary research is showing Chicago is a very important market for us, as well as Wisconsin, Madison, and Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. How important for you, Kathy, is it to be on the lake, let's say, and get folks that are coming there to do some boating, or maybe they're making the trip up from wherever it may be to get onto the big lake?
Oh, it's huge. I remember somebody from the Park Service, who's another one we have a very good relationship with and work in partnership with, said to me several years ago. They said, studies have shown that people are looking for to be near the water, mm-hmm. or to visit near the water, and they're wanting to visit in the summer someplace that's cooler, that's not super hot.
Sure.
So we realize that sometimes we have some of the best weather that there is out there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people are drawn to it, whether they want to lodge on the water, eat on the water, mm-hmm. spend the day and picnic on the water, hike on the water, mm-hmm. be on the water. Right. It's absolutely huge.
Tom, you had an interesting reaction when I asked the question. Tell me a little bit about your thoughts of that.
Well, if she was talking about the Google Analytics, this is the first time in my X amount of years, my December through April, there was a lot of reasons this happened, but Illinois surpassed Michigan.
Really?
And we've never had that happen. It's been sort of a goal of mine, not that I can take credit why it happened. It had to do a lot with the winter and the snow and things like that, and snow elsewhere. But it's such a mega market. It's the only mega market within our driving distance, what's considered a mega market. Mm-hmm. I mean, Michigan's great with 9 million people. Illinois is much larger than that. Wisconsin at 5.5, and Minnesota at 4 or 5, and Ohio at 10 million. Mm-hmm. So it's always been a goal that Illinois is this mega market that close, but so hard to impact. It's so expensive. It's a very expensive market to reach. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't afford to go in and do gazillions of dollars in television or anything like that.
Sure.
And so it was interesting for the first time in all the years we've been following it, Illinois surpassed every other state this last 4 months.
And interestingly enough, we did a trade show in Chicago, and so I took that as an opportunity to kind of do a focus group to the people who were coming through. Mm-hmm. And it was really interesting to hear they may have had their children attend NMU. They were attending, they had attended, and I actually met a couple who had met in the 70s here at NMU. So that certainly has had an impact as well within the Chicago market. But I think people, when they come up here and they see pictures of it, many of them have actually been here, and they if they haven't been back, they aspire to be back.
Okay, Tom touched on it a little bit, the winter. I'm going to ask all the three of you, with seasonal shifts, Kathy, what is the difference between how you promote your area in the summer versus the winter?
You know, some things are a natural promotion, meaning that if we get a lot of snow,
right.
Yeah.
People are coming, and snowmobiling is huge for Munising. Mm. And if we've got the most snow up in the UP, then all people got to do is go on the Weather Channel.
Right.
We still tend to do, you know, of course, a lot of social media, more so, all that type of thing. Of course, we're always trying to promote the silent sports and that type of thing. But again, it's very, very dependent on our weather and how much snow somebody else is getting. Somebody else is getting snow, then that's competition. You know, mm-hmm. if somebody else has the same amount, then somebody might not drive as far.
So what would be the shift that you do, though, between a summer season push and a winter season push?
It's probably more social media based on if you want to go snowmobiling. We have a lot of new video, live video that's out there that we show on social media that highlights the terrific snowmobiling, whether it's dog sled things, like I said, whether it's cross-country skiing, snowshoeing,
sure.
you know, which is a big thing a lot of people like. Ebon ice caves. I mean, people are fascinated with Alger County and the ice formations. I mean, fascinated. And I think a big piece of that is just photography that people share online. Photography has, like, been our number one best friend.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Susan, how about with Travel Marquette and the county in terms of summer marketing and winter marketing?
Well, we have a lot of competitive events during the winter, like the Nekaymanon mm-hmm. and the Margie and all of those things. And so having the fat tire biking is certainly big, and the trail, the trails for that, cross-country skiing. This really is a year-round destination, and people are out doing things and enjoying themselves. So, you know, even Surfer Dan. So, you know,
yeah.
it's,
Dan.
Yeah.
Well, also with Upper Peninsula-wide look at it, Tom, What are some of the key differences?
Snowmobilers, skiers, and they're all affinity groups. Mm-hmm. They will find where to go. We have to remind them that we're there. Mm-hmm. But believe me, they know where the snow is, and they go looking for it. And as Kathy said, it's about snow here, it's about snow elsewhere. When Wisconsin, Minnesota, Lower Michigan have great snow, we flatten out. Mm-hmm. But we remind people that if they don't get good snow, that's where the people live, that we draw from. They need to buy equipment. We need that industry to be healthy. We need them to buy new snowmobiles and new skis and new cross-country skis and new snowshoes. Mm-hmm. So it's good that they get snow once in a while that competes with us. Mm-hmm. And then when it goes back to normal and we're the ones with snow, we're happy.
Interestingly enough, it sounds like the summers, in effect, almost sell themselves, too, because we know of the quality of the experience here. We've got a couple of minutes left before we wrap it up, but I wanted to ask each one of you, Susan, I'll start with you, trends you see in the future that will be affecting tourism here.
Well, certainly sustainability is something both millennials and Gen Z are very concerned about the footprint that they make on the world. They're going to be the ones who have to live with where we're going. And so that's something that's very important to both the board as well as the staff, and coming up with ways to promote sustainability. We're working with NTN on Trail Counter program and also an ambassador program to teach people to be good stewards of where they're visiting.
Kathy, what do you see for trends here in the future?
I see a continual uptick. We had a 4% increase this last year. We had a very large one, you know, about 5 years ago, like 36%. But after that, it's kind of more been a slow growth, 3-4%, but that still is better than the national average. We were about 815,000 visitors this last year. Mm-hmm. I see that continuing to go up. I think people are going to continue to want that experience that they get. And they want to feel good where they go. They want to feel safe where they're going. I think safety is a big thing nowadays out there. And I think they feel that when they come to the UP.
And how about for you, Tom?
We're making inroads in urban dwellers who don't generally think about coming up north. It's not in their way of thinking.
Sure.
Some of that is social. Some of it is inner city people that are in Detroit and Chicago who truly don't think of the outdoors, and we're making inroads getting them to, at least because of the social things we can do now, experiencing us at a certain level.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you in today to talk about it. It's been some very interesting topics, but that is about all the time we have for today for today's program. I'd like to thank our guests, Susan Essler, Executive Director of Travel Marquette, Kathy Reynolds, the Executive Director of the Alger County Chamber of Commerce, Munising Downtown Development Authority, and the Greater Munising Bay Partnership, and Tom Nemechek, who is the Executive Director of the Upper Peninsula Travel and Recreation Association. I'm Walt Lindela. Thanks for watching us here today on Media Meet.
The preceding program was produced in studios located in the Edgar L. Hardin Learning Resources Center by WNMU-TV, Northern Michigan University Public Television.